Paracho has multiple options to get rid of the Jewish people. He thinks that first is you just make them work hard, you make them pay taxes, and it takes the thrill out of life, and it just stymies people from growth. But alas, that doesn't work. So Paro is stuck going to number two, which is outright slavery. He enslaves the people, figuring that slavery is something that will also break the spirit of the people, and hopefully in breaking the spirit of the people will also stymie their growth, but that doesn't work. And so Paro goes to plan C. And plan C is where he finds the Mialdot, Shifra and Pua, and he says to them, Shifra and Pua, I want you to kill all the Jewish boys. Now, the interesting thing is we don't know who Shifra and Pua are. Now, of course, anybody listening will say, what do you mean we don't know who they are? Of course we know who they are. Rashi tells us midrashically that Shifra is Yocheved and Pua is Miriam, right? Possibly it's Elisheva Badaminadav. It's another possibility, but they're a team of Jewish midwives. And yet, there are Mefarshim that say, no, they're not Jewish midwives. There's the possibility that they are Egyptian midwives. And this is, I believe, where the very nature of what Paro tries to do hits a brick wall. And this is the brick wall the tyrants have hit since the beginning of time. You see, they have their plans, but more often than not, in the ideal world, they don't want to get their hands dirty. And so they assume that there will be out there the willing executioners, the people that will say, I had no choice, I was forced to, I'm part of the machinery, I'm part of the cogs that make the country go. And then afterwards they say, how could it be? I was forced, I had no choice. That is what always happens. But there are people that say, no, I refuse to be part of that. I can't. I can't do your dirty work because it's unethical. It's immoral. And I am willing to give up my own freedom, and I'm willing to give up my own life even for the sake of doing what's right. And I think that is so beautifully what Paro encounters. And interestingly, the Psukim tell us, Vayas lahem batim, that God rewards them with batim. What is the reward? And this is, I believe, the most fabulous explanation of all. The reward, what are the batim? The batim is that these families, they survive, and they thrive, and they grow. What greater nachas for the people that saved the Jewish people, whether they're Jews or not. But if you do what's right, what greater reward than seeing the benefits of it, than seeing the fruits of your labor? That's what it's all about. I think there is something so incredible about it, because that is, after all, what we see throughout society and throughout history. I just recently found my journal from a trip to Poland I took when I was 16 years old, 24 years ago almost. And what was so amazing to read was the reflections through the eyes of a 16-year-old of how it could be that there are concentration camps in the middle of commercial, residential areas. People saw it, and people didn't do anything. And that's so heartbreaking. And yet, our tour guide on the trip shared with us that his parents or grandparents had saved and helped other Jewish people survive. But they weren't Jewish, they were regular Poles. Why did they do that? Because they knew it was right. And I have a vision in my head still of the driver dancing circles with us on the very last night that we spent in Poland. I believe that from the perspective of a person whose parents were righteous Gentiles, who saved Jewish people simply because it was the right thing to do, for them, And for him, there was no greater reward. Vayas lehem batim. What was his reward? It was seeing our batim. It was seeing our houses. It was seeing our families. It was seeing the second and the third generation of the fruits of his labor. That is, after all, what all good people want, is they want to see good people survive and thrive. That is the message that is embedded in the Mialdos. God should give us the strength to never have to deal with things like that. But when we're stuck between a tough decision and an easy decision, and the easy decision is to do something that is not good to others, more often than not, we need to ask ourselves, why is that the easier decision? Have a great day.